A report by a Burmese opposition group raises new concerns about the nuclear ambitions of Myanmar's ruling military regime. The report by the Democratic Voice of Burma, released in early June, cites evidence from former Burmese Army Major Sai Thein Win, including revealing photographs, secret memos, and equipment orders detailing a nuclear weapons program. These documents were analyzed by Robert Kelly, a former director of the International Atomic Energy Agency. Kelly concluded, Myanmar's generals are mining uranium, converting it to uranium compounds that could be used for reactors and bombs. According to the Christian Science Monitor, the report was released at a time when the U.S. State Department is pressuring Myanmar's military regime to comply with United Nations Resolution 1874, which calls on member states to prevent North Korea from developing nuclear weapons. Washington's growing concern is based in part on North Korea's shipments of nuclear-related technology to Burma. The Burmese opposition has put a lot of faith in the material leaked by Major Sai. They compare the exiled former military officer to Israeli nuclear technician Mordecai Vanunu, whose photographs of Israeli nuclear sites were printed in the Times of London in 1986. Vanunu was later kidnapped by Israeli intelligence agents in Italy, tried in a secret court and sentenced to 18 years in prison, 11 of which were spent in solitary confinement. In anticipation of hosting future rounds of the World Cup and Summer Olympics, Rio de Janeiro police have launched a campaign to forcefully retake the favelas or poor urban slums that ring the city. According to The Nation magazine, a police helicopter was shot down last October during a firefight between police and rival criminal gangs. Three police officers and 12 civilians were killed in the incident. Typically, police enter a favela using deadly force in quick, brutal raids, but then just as quickly leave. However, under a new pacification program, the Brazilian government is planning to set up permanent outposts in the favelas and bring in social services such as healthcare and education to benefit the population living in these extremely poor slums. But police may have a hard time gaining the trust of favela dwellers. Human Rights Watch reports that Rio police officers killed more than 1,100 civilians every year, but only a handful of cops have been convicted of abuses over the last decade. Stanford University historian Robert Proctor, an expert on the history of tobacco, was shocked in 2009 to receive court papers accusing him of witness tampering and witness intimidation. He was also served a subpoena seeking the historian's unfinished book manuscript. According to The Nation magazine, Proctor got another subpoena demanding 3 years of email correspondence with another historian and his computer hard drive. These actions are part of tobacco giants R.J. Reynolds and Philip Morris's efforts to prevent Proctor from testifying as an expert witness in Florida civil cases. Proctor is one of only two professional historians who testify on behalf of smokers with cancer against big tobacco companies in civil cases, while there are 40 other academics who regularly testify in support of tobacco companies. The harassment of Proctor and other experts who fight big tobacco is the latest chapter in ongoing litigation over the health consequences of smoking. In 1998, states' attorney generals agreed to a $246 billion settlement with big tobacco to pay for past health care expenses caused by smoking. Later, the Clinton administration filed a massive suit against tobacco companies. Now, civil cases are sprouting up in Florida, where the state Supreme Court disbanded a huge class action suit against tobacco companies. After months of hearings and the order to turn over his emails, the court found that Proctor did nothing improper. Florida courts also sided with Proctor in protecting his unpublished manuscript, saying the historian has the constitutional right to choose when and where his writings are published. This week's news summary was compiled by Bob Nixon. For Between the Lines, I'm Indu Anand.